What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with a little podcast episode, man. So, yesterday was the day they got the inauguration stuff going and popping off over there, man. Y'all know I didn't watch it. I don't even think I need to say it at this point. Like, I didn't watch it. That's not where I'm at right now in my life. So I hope for y'all that watched it and that, enjoyed it. I hope y'all got what y'all wanted out of it, but I have nothing. I've never cared. It's never been my thing. I've never attached my identity to a political belief. Y'all know I say this all the time. Like, I was at home eating burgers and fries, man. I was chilling with my feet up. Like, I hope y'all had a good one. I hope y'all got what y'all needed to get from it. But I'm over here big chilling. I'm over here big chilling. From what I understand, nobody got shot or murdered. So that's always what you don't want to bring in. You know, the new inauguration with the new president in with. But we'll see what they're talking about, man. I am just looking forward. Like, the one thing that I missed over these years is just the Republican hate towards the president. And I guess I'll say the right-wing hate. Like, it's weird when the people on the right actually like the president. So I'm always, like, I'm always on guard because it makes me a little easy. But it's like, now we're back in the natural flow of things. People on the left get to say he's not doing enough. People on the right get to say he's not doing enough. Just a perfect, just a really nice little balance. You know what I mean? I can't wait. I can't wait. And also, Trump on his way out, says shout out to Lil Wayne and, Kodak Black. And also, apparently 141 other people that he gave pardons to, but hey, I don't think he gave one to the Tiger King. I don't think my mans is getting out or Bill Cosby and, R. Kelly. So, they gonna stay in there. I think R. Kelly should stay in there. R. Kelly is still in prison, right? If not, he definitely deserves to be. But hey, shout out to Trump, man. Listen, people. Yeah, R. Kelly is in jail. R. Kelly's 53, huh? You think R. I don't know why. I just feel like R. Kelly has been around forever. So R. Kelly was like, what? He was in his like 20s in the 90s. That's pretty. Shout out to R. Kelly, man. He did a lot of stuff at a young age, but he ain't getting out no time soon. I mean, we can call it what it is. I mean, he getting treated like them girls was in his place. He is getting all types of taken advantage of by older gentlemen right now. But, hey, R. Kelly, you know, you make that bed, you got to lie in it, man. And you're doing a lot of lying and bending. But hey, we ain't gonna talk about that. It's a new day. We have happy, positive vibes over here, man. I do want to go ahead and apologize now that if anything cuts out or if you guys hear a phone ring, I'm waiting on a delivery. So we'll see what happens with all this, and we'll see what actually goes through and what happens. But I'm chilling. I got my feet up. New progress and update on my music stuff. I do have the hooks written. I have the hooks written down. I've got the outline of the songs and the tracks. I just actually have to sit down and finish writing the verses. But everything is coming across very nicely. I want to act like that. Well, how should I say this? I've been acting like that comedy competition didn't affect me, man. But it definitely did. I guess I'll just fill you guys in. I did not move on in the comedy competition. But that's to be expected. It was my first official. I probably should have done some Zoom mics before. I mean, which is me, man. Me procrastinating and waiting until the last minute. Even with this podcast episode, I'm recording it the day of. So, you know, I'm not really ever on time or up to date on stuff. But I did not move on. And, you know, in my head, I thought that I would just kind of get back out there and I would just get back to it. But it's really been taking me a lot longer to get my feet up under me, I guess, to really start writing again. And, I mean, that's what this comedy thing is all about. It's really all about writing. It's really all about sitting down and getting the scribbles out and just flushing everything on a piece of paper and then coming back and revisiting and editing and updating and doing everything you can to make sure that your craft is, you know, making sure that your craft is honed and focused and locked in. And I just have not been doing that. And I got to come to grips with myself and just be honest and say it definitely – affected me more than I thought it did, and more than I let on. I just really got to get back out there. I mean, I'm a part of, like I say, I'm always parts of groups on Facebook, which I suggest anybody out there, if you are pursuing something or doing something, whether it's just a 9-to-5 or whether it's you being an entrepreneur or whether it's you being a writer, like, just add yourself to a bunch of groups on Facebook. Sometimes they can be an echo chamber. Sometimes they can be some home to some very, like, gooberish conversation. But a lot of the times, you know, if you can get a nugget of information every day out of that, it'll really put you ahead of a lot of the competition that you're facing and really put you on par with some greats. So I always suggest that. Get out of your own personal bubble and look for people and like-minded ideas that can, you know, lead you into it. Because seeing all these comedians that talk about, like, Zoom mics and like hosting with other people, like, it's really cool. I think at some point I'm going to incorporate that into this podcast. I did download Zoom and I was looking up some things on how to, like, host and how to invite people, and like maybe 10-15 minutes can be dedicated to a little small interview with, you know, maybe some musicians or maybe some other podcasters or, you know, whatever we got out there. Cincinnati is a hub for a lot of amazing talent, and I am so down and ready to just start, you know, expanding my own expanding my own expertise, like expanding and getting out there more, I guess is what I'm trying to say, like increasing my network, increasing my viability as far as this social currency of knowing people, who to talk to, how to talk to them, and really making myself known. Because as you guys know, I've been doing a lot of this stuff solo dolo, help here and there from my label mate, and help from my mentor here and there. But for the most part, I've been going at this alone. And I definitely think it's time to expand and get a little bit bigger, especially with this COVID stuff. Y'all know I not really want to take shots, so I'm definitely not going to be one of the first people in line to get this COVID shot. That's just not how this is going to work on any level. So I'm going to have to keep, I mean, I've been keeping people at an arm's distance, but just continue to move how I'm moving and just to increase my circle without putting myself in harm's way. So yeah, that's really where I'm at with that. Just steady working, trying to increase what I'm doing. Got this microphone, so everything sounds buttery soft right now, buttery smooth, if you know what I'm saying. I really do like the mic, and this is probably going to be the microphone that I'm going to be recording on and making music with. So get used to these vocals, get used to this sound, get used to this kind of ambiance, because I really like it. It's really chill over here, so I don't have much fear of any background noise other than the occasional package like today. But hey, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. So I got a question for everybody out there. How long until Wayne drops that Donald Trump track? How long until Wayne is out here dropping the hot tracks? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm honestly looking forward to it. I was salty that he was going away for a little bit, but hey, shout out to DTZ, that boy DTZ back on the streets, and Kodak Black. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Kodak Black, but hey, I know he has a fan base. I know people were saying free Kodak Black, so shout out to him. Hopefully he got the help that he needed. Hopefully he did a lot of growing. Hopefully he won't put himself in compromising positions. Sorry, guys. I've been fighting yawns this whole podcast so far. These long breaks, I'm like, I really tried not to just, but it just, oh, God. I don't know what it is about them yawns, man, but I just can't hide them. I used to be able to be like, okay, no pause and nothing, tighten the jaw, you'll be fine. But now it's just like, I feel like a freaking tsunami just sucking in air, man. A freaking tornado just, I don't know what that is, but it's definitely where I'm stuck at today. On a side note, why is Chinese food so delicious? I really have an addiction to Chinese food, guys. Like, that's how I be when these hibachi plate. Well, I guess hibachi's Japanese, but Chinese food, man, it's just so freaking good. Oh, hold on, I'll be right back, guys. I think that is my stuff now. It was not at all my stuff. You know what I've been getting tired of getting recently, and I've been getting this very much so, especially on The call is just all these fake numbers, man. Like, Duke Energy calls about 3 to 4 times a day talking about how they can potentially save money on, like, dude, I've seen the scams, okay? This is not a new scam. It must be one of the best ploys that has ever hit the market, because they must be bringing in bank for as many people, many different people call me as many times a day as they do. It must be breaking in billions. Like, for them to afford these call center people and to have them keep trying day in and day out, and it's never the same person. Like, it's not like, oh, well, these people are, you know, from India, or these people are clearly, you know, somewhere in the Middle East, or these people are clearly from another country or Asian. Like, it's always I have got to give it to them. They pick a myriad of people. Like, it is very diverse. I don't even think Google is as diverse as they are running this scam. So I've got to give it to them. I've got to nod my hat to them. Shouts out to you, Duke Energy scam people. Y'all working hard for the money. Hard for the money. And I call it a Duke Energy scam. Not saying Duke Energy is a part of it, but they always offer, hey, we can save you some money with Duke Energy. And every person that I have ever heard from that has ever done this has complained. Like, they couldn't get it reversed. They are paying an extra $300. The balance isn't going down with Duke Energy. It's like they're paying a third-party company. And I'm like, I've never gotten a direct ever in my life gotten a letter from Duke Energy that said, hey, we owe you some money. We want to save you some money. So let us save you some money. Never in life has Duke Energy ever looked out for me. Even if you overpay, they're like, well, we'll put that towards the next bill. That's exactly how they do it. We'll put it towards the next bill. You're not going to get no money back, but hey, we got you on the next time, fam. We got you on the roundabout. We'll deduct it from next bill. Like, they have never. So that's how I knew it was something fishy. Duke Energy don't even, I mean, the only time Duke Energy send out letters is when you owe them money. Like, hey, money bill's coming up. Hey, you past due. Hey, you owe us this. That is the only time I have ever seen anything from Duke Energy. They've never sent me a coupon. They've never sent your boy a rebate check. Like, never. So, like I say, if one and one ain't equal and two, something ain't adding up, right? So that's why I just took a step back. Like, yo, I gotta chill. I gotta pay attention to what's going on. All everybody that's trying say they're trying to save you money ain't trying to save you no money. I remember when I was working downtown here in Cincinnati, and this guy, man, like I say, they have people that be hustling on the street have got to be making some money, because they are out there all day, every day. And I'm like, for as long as you out here, bro, you could be working 5, 6 hours a day, making you a little side time hustle. You know what I mean? You could clock in at Kroger's or you know, fitness, whatever it is, just to get you in and get you out in a couple hours. Because these people, they used to be out in front of my job for like 5, 6 hours a day, just waving people down. Hey, man, you got a dollar two you can spare? Hey, you got a dollar? Hey, can I carry this for you for a couple bucks? I'm like, yeah. For doing all that, you can lift some boxes in Hebron, Kentucky, which is, I mean, that's where, if you're not familiar with the area, that's where all the warehouse jobs are and the manufacturing jobs. And most of that is just like lifting heavy stuff or operating crane lifts. Like, get your foot in the door, and then you never know what's gonna happen. But like I was saying, these people, they would be out there for hours, and I just will be like, I might be in the wrong line of business. I might have to quit my job to get out there on the street with them, because clearly they know something I don't. They got the insider trading. They up on the latest news. They got the newest fashion. And they weren't homeless people. At least they didn't look like homeless people. They looked like somebody who had a well-respectable job, but they were still out there every day hustling for 5, 6 hours, 6, 7 days a week. And I'm like, look, I don't know what I'm doing wrong in my life. I shouldn't have never went to school for high school diploma. I should have been out here on these streets getting this street knowledge, getting this hood education. You know what I'm saying? Because clearly they got it. They up on me. Shoot, I wish I could do what I wanted 5, 6 hours a day, still be bringing in nice cash. I'm sitting here in this uniform. You know what I'm saying? I used to work at a credit union, if you didn't know. I'm in here in this uniform, sitting behind this computer screen, dealing with these crazy ass customers screaming about where their money went. And people, listen, it's 2021. Can we just finally do some online banking? Like, I mean, I know y'all like to go down to the banks and the credit unions and whatever else in between. But can we just get online banking and some debit cards? Like, come on, guys. Like, I never understood. People would just come in and be like, hey, could you read my balance and read off my last three transactions? I'm like, you know, this could be solved easily with online banking. You don't even have to ask me what your last, you could look, you could stare at them for the next 4 hours and they would be, well, I don't understand this, this, and this. I'm like, dog, like, I can, what I'm seeing, you can see on your phone. Like, and I'm not even the right person to talk to. Like, if you really want to talk to somebody, talk to the higher ups. They'll give you the refund, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to go over to this phone and call the higher ups to get them to refund or help you with your situation. I'm like, if you had online banking, you could just send them a direct email. They could see the exact problem. You could see the problem. But hey, I'm not here to advertise for no businesses. I'm not here. But it just, it wasn't even like, I mean, I guess old people, but it's like we got smartphones now, y'all. Like, smartphones have become widely available in the world. Widely available. It's not even kind of like, well, back in the day, you know, these people couldn't really understand. You know, you have to get on a computer, then you have to go to the website. And even that, I really never got because it was like, you literally just type it in. But we're not going to talk about that. I just, and even now with Google, like, with your address bar, if you just type in, you know, the name of where you bank, the first place that comes up is usually the your institution. Like, you don't even have to do the .com or the .org, well, .com anymore. You just type it in, and it usually just pops right up. Did you mean this? Is this what you mean? And then you just log on. And you just call them and be like, hey, can I get my banking stuff so I can log on? But people still come down here. Like, Louis C.K. had a fantastic joke. He was like, nowadays you just look in the banks and you're just like, what are those people doing? Are they being held hostage? Why are they in? What the hell is going on? And that's really where I'm at. Like, why would you waste your time? Why? It's just a waste of time. You could be in your drawer, sipping your coffee, taking your tea to the face, and never have to leave. Yeah, well, I won't say never have to leave, but with the way that things are going, like with all this coronavirus and all this sickness and all the stuff that's being passed back and forth and lockdowns coming and going, like, and things are getting better as far as delivery. You got, you know, Uber Eats, you got DoorDash. I mean, I'm not trying to advertise for these places, so y'all know I try to be abstract as possible until they pay me. All these places that deliver not only cooked food, but places that will deliver ingredients to you. It's like, what's going on? Like, why are people might not even be forced to leave the house? Like, me, I have my own little workout area here because I don't like having to pay monthly for something that I might not use. Well, I mean, I'm going to use it, let's be honest. But like, places like, the only real place that I would go and like go is like the Y, just because the Y has a basketball court. It's got like a pool, so it's got a bunch of different stuff. But these standalone gyms that are like strictly just weights and like strictly just benches, like I don't, I've never seen the appeal of those. Like, sometimes you want to ball out in a environmentally friendly place, and I mean, I don't want to be outside braving the elements like rain and snow and sleet. Like, I wouldn't mind being in a nice little gym, you know, pounding the rock, getting some shots up. On a side note, I'm trash at basketball. I don't want anybody to hear this, anybody to hear this and think on any level that I can take anybody on any, like, my shot form is broken. Like, it's not Michael Kidd Gilchrist broken, but it's a pretty bad looking jump shot. But hey, it goes in. It's an ugly shot, but it goes in. That's what they used to say back when I was balling in high school. They'd be like, "Man, he got an ugly shot." I'm like, "But it goes in. You got to guard, you know." And but that's all I got. The off the dribble is not at all where it needs to be. I'm probably at some point gonna need to get together with some basketball players and get my handle together and get my pull up game right. You know, get my because my layups are trash. Like, I people be like off one leg and slowly lift up and you know finger roll. And I'm like, when I'm around the rim, I'm like, backboard, backboard, like two hands going up, backboard. It's just going in like that. Used to be Tim Duncan on the court, man. Just, backboard, backboard, like. I'm not gonna act like my game is developed. All I know is 15 feet in, I'm money. Hey, you give me that rock. You give me that rock. I'm Tim Duncan with it, man. I hit you with. I used to be like in the paint a lot back when I thought I was tall. I'm roughly like 6 foot, I say 6 foot because I'm like 5'11", but in shoes we gonna give myself the extra inch and a half, inch and a quarter. So I'm 6 foot in shoes, and usually in real basketball, people who are 6 foot are usually point guards. They're usually the fastest people on the court, and let's just say I done put on some pounds in recent years. That's all we gonna say. We gonna leave it at that. That I done put on a little bit of weight, and in recent years. But hey, I can still go up and down the court. I can still get it in. Me being on this bike and me hitting these weights, I mean, I got a little bit of leverage, you know. I got a little bit of leg strength. I can run down and catch it and then finish. But like I say, that's about as much as I got. I got a cold stop jumper. You know, you catch me, hit him with. Hey, I'm one of those with. I make a lot of noise like I'm doing something, but I don't even be moving. Like, oh, you about to do it? 5 minutes later. Hey man, you it ain't no shot clock, but goddamn, you gonna do something with the ball. Oh man, those used to be the days, dude. Those used to be the days. I remember back in, I think it was high school. I want to say 9th or 10th grade. We had a lock-in at this rec center here in Cincinnati, and all we did was just hoop for like that's all the like most of the guys. I mean, you know. Some guys went off and like read books or whatever that is. I wasn't really in that crowd, but most everybody I knew just played basketball. Like it was just like we were locked in for I think a day and a half. I think we got there at like 7, and then we left. We got there at like no, we got there at like 7 in the morning, and then we stayed the next day until like I think it was like the next day at 7, and then they let us out. And we could have, we it was like you got the day off. If you chose to do the lock-in, you didn't have to come to school on that Friday, and then you had the whole weekend. So obviously the kids were like, sure, like, why would you not? But for whatever reason, some people didn't go. But yeah, that day we were like getting off the bus on our way home, and like kids were like just then getting to school, and like they had their face like, what, where are they going? Like, fam, we cool. We already got our names in the books. Like we were, they head counted us and like gave us vouchers to let all our teachers know that we were gonna be off, man. Like that was definitely one of the highlight moments of high school. Like I really those were the moments that I feel like you got more because you really got to like socialize. You got to be around people. You got to interact. You got to like operate in certain ways that you just wouldn't get in like a normal classroom. Like if we were sitting around learning like. Let's say not geography, but like world history. Like world history up to a certain point doesn't matter. Like as long as you know like how some places started and how some origins came to be, like it didn't really matter. But yeah, that's just how I feel about it. Like some classes just are redundant. So yeah, man. I mean that's definitely one of the highlights and one of my best personal memories from high school. I hope you guys have some like really dope high school memories that you look back fondly on, and just don't remember that. Like most of my best memories from high school had nothing to do with the classwork, like the coursework. Like the thing that I never got is they say you forget 40% of the things you learn in school, and that's like at every level. Like unless until you get to like doctorate levels, but even then you're not learning anything new. You're just like writing and analyzing and reviewing type things. So it's like 40% of the stuff you learn in school you forget. So why are we learning the other 60%? Like why don't we actually learn things that are useful? Like I hope kids like the newer kids that are coming up are really getting education on things that are useful. Because like. Balance and checkbooks. I mean, that's kind of redundant now with like online banking, but you still need to know how to like write a check or get a money order, for example, or like certain basic banking needs and not this PayPal and Cash App stuff. Like that's cool as like a proxy to get money online and to have interfaces where you can act online, but you need a brick and mortar like credit union, especially. Y'all know I've endorsed credit union since I've started this podcast, but like, just don't let these kids like learn like, hey, did you know that in the middle of America it's called the middle of America? We have a like a Midwest and then we have a Mideast and then we have a South and it's like, dude, we have maps. We have Google. Like why are you pounding like anything that should be Googleable, easily Googleable, it should just not be I feel like it just shouldn't be taught like that. You need to go deeper. Like, hey, this is a bank loan. Like you'll need to learn about bank loans because the majority of your life is going to be debt.
Like, that's just like, I feel like kids should be taught that. Like, hey, just so you know, 80% of this country is ran on debt. Just throwing that out there. There's good debt and then there's bad debt. Like, you can learn about good debt. Like, when building a business, some debt can be considered good because it can be seen on a credit report and it can actually help increase your credit score as long as you keep it paid. Some bad debts, like, it's just so much that you can learn and be taught. And it's just not taught. It's just really not taught. Like, how to form an LLC, how to get loans for an LLC, how to pay yourself after getting a loan in an LLC, how to legally go through. Like, it's just so much that's just is not taught, and it really should be. And yeah, it should be a lot more community centers, a lot more like kid-centric stuff. Because when they hit 18, it's like, you're here, you're legally an adult, and you can go to jail. Like, ain't no more games out here in these streets. But yeah, man. I think I'm gonna wrap it up right there, guys. I hope you guys are having a good start to your year. Still the first month, so we still got a long way to go before 2021 is over. I hope your year is getting started right. Hope you guys are staying focused on your New Year's resolutions. Hope you guys are motivated and instilled to keep hustling, man. I'm definitely gonna get back out there, like I say, to do me another comedy show. Try to get on a couple Zoom mics. Try to get some people for the podcast, and we'll see how it goes. So, I appreciate you guys, man. Keep your heads up. Please be kind. Please be dope. But more importantly than anything else, man, be yourself. Until next time, until next Thursday, till we meet again, y'all be safe. Peace.